Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Bishop Yao Sapka, with the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. And my co-host, please introduce yourself.
Patrick Crew Aharon.
And once again, you tuned into The Light in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. And before we get tonight's show started, I want to say shalom. Peace and blessings and salutations to the leadership structure in the nation of Israel. First, starting off with the Holy Gods and Comfort, the Holy Apostles, J.R. Priest, Isaac Dockey. I want to say shalom. I want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostles, J.R. Priest, Ariyah, Holy Apostles, J.R. Priest, Shar. I want to say shalom to the Comforters, 42 Chief Priests and elect ladies in the nation. I want to say shalom to the, I believe I said the Order of 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the chief bishop and bishops of state, cities, boroughs, departments, and units. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel, starting off with the Major 13 Shield General, all shields and generals. I want to say shalom to the captains, to the officers, to the New Hebrew Academy, the Young Men's and Young Women's Academy. I want to say shalom to the sisters of the nation, the Daughters of Zion. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to the prince and princesses of our nation, the children, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And you tuned into The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. And tonight's topic is, would Jesus Christ approve of your current lifestyle? And before we get tonight's show started, I think we got a caller. Let's see if we can pass this call in 1 second. Caller, you there? Caller, you there? Hello? Caller, you there? Again, area code 941-251-9933. Are you there online? Caller, you there? You there, caller? You there, caller? Hello? Okay, you got the call back. All right. So, again, would Jesus Christ approve of your current lifestyle? Let's get 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Chapter 11 and start at verse 5. Again, would Jesus Christ approve of your current lifestyle? Let's find out.
But every woman that prayeth or prophesied with her head uncovered dishonoreth her head, for that is even all one as if she were saving.
Again, no woman should be praying or prophesying with her head uncovered. Again, if you're going to be teaching the word, if you're going to be praying, your head is supposed to be covered. This is what the Bible says. And if not, that's just like you having your head shaven, shorn. And the Bible going to tell you about if your head be shaven or shorn. Come on.
Verse 6. For if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be covered.
See what the Bible says? The Bible says it's a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven. Now, one of the biggest hairstyles that's popular today amongst Israelite women in the world is to shave off half your head. Shave off half your head on your hair. So on one side, you got your hair flowing and wavy and long, and the other side is shaving. The Bible just said, that's a shame, sister. That's a shame. Listen, nobody's supposed to be able to see your bald head. It's just like a cat walking around with no hair. If you've seen a cat walking around with no hair, you'd be like, whoa, what's that? That's the same thing. When you see a sister walking around, you can see a bald head. You're like, whoa, what's that? Come on.
Verse 7, for a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of the man.
Come on.
Verse 8, for the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man.
Now, jump down to verse 14. And read 14 and 15.
Does not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him?
And when it's talking about if a man have long hair, meaning if a man have long hair and he styles it like a woman, he start to press it and primp it and relax it and wave it and got it all flowing and you tap him from behind and say, how you doing, sister? And you turn around and be like, whoa, how you doing, brother? That's a shame. A man will be walking around with his hair styled like a woman. That's going into an effeminate spirit. Come on.
Verse 15. But if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her.
What does the Bible say, sir? What does it say?
But if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her.
You see that, sisters? You see what the Bible just said? It says, if a woman have long hair, it is a glory unto her. And sisters, that blessing that God gave you, you want to hold on to it. You don't want to get frustrated with it. Somebody, I can't deal with it. I'm just going to cut it off and get me a wig. Or you get upset with your hair, you cut it off, and then you wind up going to the yin-yangs, you know, the Chinese, so-called Chinese Moabite store, and get you a weave and pay somebody $300-$400 to sew hair back onto your head that you originally had, but you got mad and cut it off. So again, sisters, you want to hold on to that beautiful hair that God blessed you with. Another thing that we're not supposed to be doing that's big amongst our people is breast implants, plastic surgery. That's not to be done, brothers and sisters. Sisters, you ain't supposed to be going to Dr. Miami and getting work done to your body. You understand that? If you want your body to look a certain way, sisters, then guess what? There's something called Tybo, something called workout. There's a place called the gym. Sisters, you know how many women have lost their lives getting the fat sucked out of their stomach and putting their butt and all that? You know how many women lost their lives getting all types of silicone and silly putty and all types of madness pumped into your buttocks? You putting plastic silicone bags in your chest and all that, scarring up your body? Getting a rib removed from your waistline so your waist can be small so you can look like a Coke bottle, look like Betty Boop and all. That's madness, sisters. Brothers, you be doing it too. Getting a rib removed from your waistline, you want to have a small waist. Getting plastic surgery done to your stomach so it's going to look like a six-pack. You want a six-pack, do some crunches. Putting rattlesnake poison in your lips so your lips are swollen all up, looking big. Putting rattlesnake poison in your cheeks, swelling them up so you don't have any wrinkles. That's madness. Some of you brothers and sisters are unrecognizable with this plastic surgery. They messed your face all up, messed your body all up. One butt cheek going up, one butt cheek going down as you walk. What is that? Let's get Psalms chapter 139, verses 13 and 14. Let's see what King David said.
Psalms chapter 39, you said?
Psalms 139.
139, yes, sir.
Verses 13 and 14.
Yes, sir. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Verse 14. I will praise thee. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well.
Now, what did King David say? King David said he was fearfully and wonderfully made. God created all of us. He designed us to look exactly how he wanted us to look. And then you go and you get plastic surgery. And you mess up the design that God intended to create. Then in judgment, you stand before God, and what if he says, you know what? I don't know who you are. I don't recognize you. And cast you into hell. You got to remember, brothers and sisters, we have an angel that looks just like us, that stands before God, because God always wants to look at you. So that angel that was created to look just like you, you think that angelic spirit gonna go and tear their face all up and get plastic surgery and get things added and take away all that to keep up with your madness? Nuh-uh. that angel going to continue to look just exactly how God wanted you to look. So you got to stop doing that, man. You got to stop messing yourself up, man. It's not profitable for you, brothers and sisters. And again, that thing is promoted. I went to Dr. Miami, and he hooked me up. He made my breast big and my butt big and my waist small. Yeah. And you on Instagram looking like a cartoon character. Looking like a cartoon character. Come on, sisters. You gotta know better than that. Let's get 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20.
All right. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?
See that, brothers and sisters? It says your body is the temple of God, which ye have of you, which ye have. And you're not of your own. Read that again. Read that again, but I don't want to misquote it. Read it again.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. What? Know ye not?
Don't you know? Come on.
Is the temple of the Holy Spirit?
Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Come on.
Which is in you.
Mm-hmm.
Which you have of God.
Which God gave you. God gave you your body. Go ahead.
And you are not your own?
And that body does not belong to you. Come on.
Verse 20. For ye are bought with a price.
Again, you are bought with the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Come on.
Therefore, glorify God in your body.
Again, you can't glorify God in your body if you didn't jack it all up with plastic surgery. Come on.
And in your spirit, which are God's.
Again, you getting all this work done to your body, vanity. For vanity. And then some of you walking around here, you got your butt done and got your breast done, got your waist all sucking in and everything. And then you start going back to your regular lifestyle and diet. And before you know it, you walk around like a big beach ball. Because now your waist is starting to expand just like your butt and your breast. Now what? What you going to do now? Let's get 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
Know ye not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?
Come on.
Verse 17. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy.
Again, ways to defile your body, ways to defile the temple of God, which is your body. Getting plastic surgery done to it.
Verse 17.
No. Using narcotics and drugs. Illegal narcotics, illegal drugs, street drugs, smoking cigarettes. You understand that? Scripting. These are all ways how you defile the temple of God. Prostitution. Homosexuality. All defiling the temple of God. And these are all lifestyles that you currently portray. I'm talking about you having the time of your life. No, you're about to lose your life. Come on.
Verse 17. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are.
Again, the Bible says, for the temple of God is holy, whose temple you are. You are the temple of God, your body. And you got to keep it holy, brothers and sisters. Again, would you be stripping in the church? Then you ain't supposed to be stripping or being a stripper. Would you be doing prostitution, selling your body and all that, or pimping in the church? No, you wouldn't. Would you be getting high, smoking cigarettes in the church? No. I don't even know why they allow you to smoke cigarettes outside the church. That's madness. You in the church, you leave outside the church for a cigarette break.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. What's wrong with you? And going back to the scrippers and scripping, don't you know, brothers, one of the top five forms of poverty is chasing after harlots and scrippers. You're going to wind up broke. You're going to wind up in poverty. Making it rain. You simple. The Bible says, a fool and his money shall soon depart. You're going to shower a whore, a harlot, with money. But let a respectable sister ask you for help. You ain't going to look twice. You better go out and get a job. I ain't helping you. I ain't saving them. What you think you're doing in them script clubs? You saving everybody. Making sure their children got school clothes and all that. Paying their rent. And you teaching them the wrong thing, man. You the man. You supposed to be the head. You supposed to be teaching them the right thing. You teaching these women the wrong thing. You teaching these women to shake their behind for money. You out of order, man. Go to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 28. Another lifestyle that needs to be condemned. These tattoos. They even got reality TV shows called Black Ink. Let's see what the Bible says about black ink. White ink, green ink, or any type of ink on your body.
The land spew you not you out also.
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 28.
Ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead.
Come on.
Nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord.
Well, the Bible says you're not supposed to print any marks. You're not supposed to print any marks on your flesh, on your body, on your skin. That's tattoos. Printing mark. Again, when you get these tattoos, you're printing marks on your body and you're going against the Levitical law. Listen, even simple Kim Kardashian, with her simple self, when she was asked, you know, why don't you have any tattoos? She said, listen, if you have a Bentley, would you put a bumper sticker on a Bentley? So the interviewer said, no. Well, I'm not going to put any tattoos on my body. Now, Kim Kardashian, with her simple self, if she know not to put tattoos on her body, what's your problem? How you missed the memo on that? Come on, brothers and sisters. We got to start following the laws, statutes, and commandments of God. We got to start doing the right thing. Let's get Ecclesiastes 12 and 12 and verse 13. The Bible says man, but it's also talking about woman as well.
And further, by these, my son, be admonished of making many books, there is no end. And much study is a weariness of the flesh.
So again, it's not a good thing for you, brothers and sisters, to be trying to study and learn from all these different books about God, books about religion, books about spirituality. Listen, the only book that's needed is the Holy Bible. That's the book. The Bible says, seek ye out of the book. It ain't say books. It says seek ye out of the book, one book of the Lord, and read. That's the only Bible. That's the only book you need. You don't need no other books. Come on.
Verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
What is the conclusion of the whole matter? Well, brother, what's your point of this radio show, this radio broadcast? Come on.
Verse 13. Fear God.
Do what?
Fear God.
One more time.
Fear God.
Come on.
And keep his commandments.
Come on.
For this is the whole duty of man.
Again, that's the point. That's the summary of tonight's radio show. Fear God and keep his commandments. Because that's the whole duty of men and women. If you're a believer, if you're an Israelite indeed, you're a believer, a one-third, the whole duty is to fear God and keep his commandments, because that's the whole duty of man. Now, if there's a demon out there talking about, well, brother, the laws of God are done away with, so we don't have to follow God's laws no more. I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe you missed the memo. Well, let's see. Let's see what Jesus. Let's get out of Jesus Christ's mouth. What did he say? Let's get St. Matthew's chapter 5, verse 17, 18, 19. Let's see if Jesus Christ agrees with that statement that he did away with the laws of God. I think somebody been lying on God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Come on.
Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not coming to destroy, but to fulfill.
Again, he said, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Come on.
Verse 18. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled.
Again, is heaven and earth still here?
God.
Well, so is God's law. Come on.
Verse 19. Whosoever therefore shall break one of the least commandments, teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
Brothers and sisters, we wish that you be a believer. We wish that you be great in the kingdom of heaven. And repent, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Thank you for tuning in to The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Bishop Yahweh Sop God, the Israelite Church of God, Jesus Christ. We say God bless, good night, and shalom.